Uncle Odd, I hope you're doing well. I have a request. I was wondering if we could please do our interview tomorrow. Valentine's Day has taken over my weekend, and I feel unprepared for today's meeting with you. So I am caught up still in the middle of Valentine's Day activities. It seems that, like, in my household, Valentine's Day is a season. So, yeah, I kind of need to more time to prepare for our meeting tomorrow. So if we could please do it tomorrow, that would be great. Thank you.
Roth, asshole, you would be such an asshole to choose Uncle Odd over Valentine's Day with your loved ones. By all means, man, your priorities are right there in order. As a matter of fact, I thought last we spoke that you were going to have a chat with your team and everything and huddle up. And I actually wasn't expecting that we'd have a show today. So that works out fine. And I share, you know, your love of estrogen, and I have my daughter's birthday is today, and, you know, my wife, and I have my three other daughters, so lots of Valentine's Daying going over here. But yeah, brother, no sweat. Let's actually compare notes. I launched Uncle Vigilante on YouTube so that I don't get in trouble with the censors. I'm tired of battling the Druid Babylonian bastards. And you know what? I'm really excited about just focusing on something constructive versus something that I know is going to get torn down every time I build up any kind of a subscription audience. So, yeah, man, let's reconnect. Look at your calendar. See what might be a good time for you this week. But no rush, man. This is our movie. We can it can become whatever we want it to be. But in the meantime, please enjoy your family and just look in the mirror and point at your face and say, hey, you have your priorities in order. All right. Thank you, brother. See ya.
Thank you very much, Uncle Vigilante, Uncle Odd. I really appreciate that. Yes. We still need to have like a powwow at work, but we have to clarify a bunch of things. A lot of things are happening and they're moving really fast, but I brought you up to the team and so far everything looks good. I still need to have a formal sit down with everyone. At this moment, we're caught up between finishing up the conference. So we have a whole team wrapping up the back end of the conference. And at the same time, we're gearing up for the next one, which will be in the spring. At the same time, we have another team working on the physical conference that we're having in less than a month now. Actually, we already started another conference in Mexico a couple days ago. And then we're going to start another one early. We have two more actually in Mexico in person early March. So the goal here is to get the attention of the entire team. At the same time, we're dealing with people. We're going to be traveling quite a bit. There's a lot of moving pieces going around. But it seems like Jeff Berwick and I are on the same page. We just have to clarify and see how we're going to, you know, the whole notion of Uncle Vigilante, how we're going to fit all that in and how we're going to, that conversation itself has not happened. But I did bring to everyone, hey, this is what we're doing, and everyone liked it a lot. This is what I'm doing with Uncle Odd, and they all liked it a lot. So the aspect of Uncle Vigilante has not been something that we've spoken about thoroughly. But the fact that what we're doing works and everyone likes what we're doing, that definitely is an A plus. Everyone really likes that. So let me try to get back to the team. I was scrambling to get something together for you today, and I'm like, you know what? I'm in the middle of, you know, doing things, you know, here with my loved ones, and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have to rush. I can talk to Uncle Odd, and I know he'll understand. So yeah, let's aim to do one later this week then, not tomorrow. I really want to get a lot of things ironed out. I just came back to my cabin. I don't know if you know this, but when all this craziness started, I left the city and I'm in the middle of nowhere, which I love it. I live next to the Amish. Yesterday, I almost bought a thing that churns butter. That's the lifestyle I'm living now, right? Very self-sustaining lifestyle. So I'm in that process. I'm still kind of unpacking, getting my little studio here set up. And then, Valentine's Day started last night, yesterday, and then it's all day today. So I'm doing that. But thank you very much. I love your attitude. I love everything, Uncle Odd. You have great energy. This is great. Thank you so much. Let's keep talking. I'm sorry your YouTube channel got kicked out again. And yeah, I mean, let me talk to the team. Let's formally get something going so that we know exactly what we're doing, and then we can move forward.
First of all, anybody who is buying an Amish butter churner is an absolute freaking hero of mine. Uncle Odd is one of those guys that probably his most proud achievement is that he has built a secret room in his home that so far, I'm probably about 12 out of 12 of inviting people into my home and saying, all right, you have 15 minutes. Can you figure out where my secret room is? And nobody has been able to do that. So that's a whole conversation that you and I could have, because I think you share that mindset. We just like keeping our own shit, right? We don't want the Druid Babylonian bastards coming in and hijacking our own shit. That's all. We work hard for it, man. We churn our own butter. We kind of want to enjoy it. But no, we could have lots of fun conversations about it. Hey, I am so jazzed about this initiative. And we put our heads together. I think it is, it's our movie. Can shape it however we want. I kind of, as they say, God puts things on your heart, or whoever your higher power is. But what's on my heart right now is just something for the newbies, the people who are just getting interested, the ones wanting to play footsie with cryptocurrency and doing it safely. So if we can figure a way to where Uncle Vigilante kind of holds their hands, and with your guidance, Roth, and everybody at the Crypto Vigilante, your team, if we can end up just creating a program that allows people to just begin. I'm a big believer in starting ugly. You know, the greatest, what is the cliche? It's basically the greatest enemy to progress is perfection. The greatest enemy to good is perfection. So when you start any new project or initiative, thinking that it has to be perfect before you begin, guess what? You're never going to begin, and you're going to screw yourself out of what could be something great. So let's start ugly, figure it out. We'll put our heads together. We're all smart people, and hopefully lots of people can benefit in the long term. And I think it'll be fun. So anyway, thank you for engaging with me in the first place. You didn't have to do it. Jeff didn't have to do it, and I'm just grateful. So I can't wait. Let the journey begin. All right, cheers.